All right, hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. That is Jake Vever, stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. And I want to start with old news quick. This had just happened last week when we recorded, and we forgot to talk about it because it was so fresh. But it's interesting because over the course of the week, it sort of changed a little bit and then just disappeared. It was overshadowed by the boat. But ISIS attacked in Russia, which I got to admit, I did not see coming, because Russia doesn't really go fucking around in the Middle East since they haven't since Afghanistan. But I didn't know ISIS had any. I know ISIS has beef with everybody. I didn't know they had any beef with Russia. And over the course of the week, I've just found it fascinating that it's come out. And I remember when it happened, when the U.S. government said, hey, Russia, I know we're not on the best of terms right now, but we think ISIS is planning something. And Russia went, you don't know what you're talking about. And so they attacked this concert hall. And the first thing that happens is the Russian government says, oh, that was Ukraine. And Ukraine says, nope, not us. And ISIS says, hey, it was us. We did it. And even after ISIS says we did it, Putin still says, no, it was Ukraine. And only after several days did he finally say, okay, fine, it was ISIS, but with links to Ukraine. Like, that's the danger of state-sponsored media. Is I know that our media sucks and we're underinformed, but Russian media, they have to say what Putin says. So if he says it was Ukraine, everybody's going to think it was Ukraine because it's just propaganda. Fascinating. And then a boat hits a bridge and it all goes away, because why should we care about what happens in the rest of the world? But still fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, it does make sense, though, if you think about it, because Russia does get involved in the Middle East. You know what I mean? They basically back the people that we are not backing at the moment.
That's true.
They're kind of doing the same. And ISIS's whole thing is, look, if you're not like a very extreme Sunni Muslim, we're kind of out to get you, especially if you're involved in the Middle East, which Russia is. So it makes sense they would go at them. It's a weird thing for Putin to claim that it's Ukraine when they got at least one of the guys alive. So they got
four or five now, or maybe they're updated. But it's funny that, not funny, but man, when they rolled those guys out, it's like, oh man, security forces went to town on them. Like, those confessions.
Oh yeah. It said in that thing, one of the guys, they had a piece of his ear stuffed in his mouth in the video. ISIS, that's what you get when you pull that shit on a country that doesn't even pretend to be civilized. You know what I mean? With us, it's sort of like, well, we don't torture. We just
we pour water on them.
We're just giving them a drink. Like, we'll still torture, but it's like, we do torture light, or we'll do the thing to where it's like, well, we don't torture, but our friend. But this, you see, this room is not technically. This is owned by a diplomat of the country Uzbekistan. So it's like, we don't torture, but Uzbeki Johnny over here. I'm just going to close my eyes and plug my ear. No, they were just like, no, we're going to Vincent Van Gogh you and stuff your ear in your mouth. Now, I get the cutting off of the ear, the stuffing of it in the mouth. I don't even think that was part of interrogation. I think that guy just likes his job. You know what I mean? Because it's not like you have
Reservoir Dogs one too many times.
What's up?
He's seen Reservoir Dogs one too many times. He wanted to give it a shot.
When you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. That dude, Boris the Russian torturer, loves what he fucking does. They barely have to give him any rubles to do it. They brought that guy in. Because it's not like you're going to hack a fella's ear off. And it's like, listen, Isis Iglesias, whatever your name is, I'm going to cut your ear off if you don't tell me where the sleeper cell is. All right, I'm giving you to one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, hack, 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 off with the ear. Now, some guys would fold after they get the ears cut off. You know what I mean? But that guy, he didn't do it. He's ISIS. He's like, I'm not folding, cut my ear off. But it's not like you can then go, hey, listen, if you don't tell me, I'm going to stick it in your mouth. Like, it's just like, I think getting the ear cut off is probably the worst. But I mean, you know, it doesn't taste great, don't get me wrong, but like, having your ear severed is worse than having it. Like, that's just a guy
He was in the moment, you know. He was in the moment.
He's joshing around. He's hacking ears off, and he's joshing around. He plays big pranks. He plays little ones. This guy, I want to hang with this torture. I want to torture a guy with him. I'm glad there's more people. I hope. I'm very hardly ever am I pro Kremlin torture, but in this case, I ISIS shot up a movie theater or wherever this was. I torture the fuck out of these guys, really, and I want to torture them with you.
I'm 95% on your side with that. The only 5% of hesitancy I have is I would fear that at some point they would cross the line of, we're going to beat you until you admit that you were part of Ukraine and Ukraine put you up to this. Because at some point it goes from, hey, you shot up a concert hall, we get to beat the shit out of you and feed you your own ear because you're an asshole, to, hey, you shut up a concert hall, we're going to beat the shit out of you and feed your own ear and tell us, you give us the information we need to use to spread fake propaganda. That's the only problem I have with it. And by the way, speaking of propaganda, really quick, you said something interesting all the way up front. Here I was talking about how I said we're underinformed and Russia's underinformed because it's propaganda. And I said, I don't know, Russia doesn't really meddle in the... And you pointed out that it's not even in our news that Russia is still,
they're in the Middle East all the time.
Yeah, and I being underinformed because our news doesn't report it, didn't even think of that. It's like, oh yeah, of course they are. So yeah,
I've been blown up by Russian munitions when I was over there. Yeah, they give those guys weapons.
Yeah. All right. Well, what were you going to say? I wanted to get that part out. Where I admitted to. But I said the you flip from we're beating you up because you're a piece of shit to we're beating you up to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you beat a guy long enough, he'll tell you he's from Ukraine or Narnia, wherever. Like, all right, just stop chopping things off. I'll sign the papers. Yeah, I'm an alien from outer space, whatever. But I'm surprised Putin even went with the Ukraine thing. The second he got any information, it's like, dude, these guys are not Ukrainian. I mean, these are Middle Eastern dudes.
Well, now he tried to say they were escaping to Ukraine. He wants that Ukrainian tie so badly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We do that all the time here. You know what I mean? We do that here with each other. The liberals and conservatives, you listen to the news and it's there's always an attempt to tie whatever happened to the other side we don't like. You know what I mean? Dude, the conservatives are doing it with the bridge thing.
I was going to say, not just the bridge thing. Did you happen to see, and I didn't watch the full thing. I saw part of it. I saw enough to make me go, oh, Jesus Christ, are you fucking kidding me? Pete Buttigieg has come out and said that the bridge design was racism.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Oh, yeah, you got to Google it. You got to Google it because it's the way the bridge was designed for buses and people of low income and color. And I'm like, oh, well, you just shut the fuck up. You can't tie a bridge collapse to racism. Just let it the fuck go. I caucused for you, Buttigieg. I wanted you to win. Just shut the fuck up. I'm going to Google it while you talk.
Well, see, that's funny, man, because like I work on a show that kind of plays the other clips of the Republicans sounding like jackasses. So I have to kind of go out of my way to find this stuff because I'm like, I don't want to just be stuck in the, well, it's only the Republicans that say dumb shit, because like we say plenty of dumb shit ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
But no,
oh,
wait.
Okay, there's the saying. They're repurposing old clips of him, and I got caught up in it.
All right, I was gonna say, man, I didn't see that one, but the only clip I saw of him, he sounded good because he was it got hit by a boat. There's no bridges
miscaption
that are designed to withstand.
The quote I saw was taken out of context. Okay, good. That makes me feel better because I liked him. And I'm like, are we really going to do this? Does everything have to be racist? Although I do have to love, the first thought I had was when Alex Jones came out and said, oh, this is a terrorist attack. And fucking Kevin Sorbo said, if you don't think this is a terrorist attack, you're not paying attention. Is like tying it to the Russian concert hall. When did ISIS attack that concert hall? When it was full of people. When did the barge hit the bridge? At 1:30 a.m. after a mayday was called. So the only people, unfortunately, sadly, lost their lives were workers. They had time to close the bridge down and keep, you know, they only had a couple minutes, but they were able to say, get off the bridge, you know, not allow any cars.
Oh, yeah. They called out a mayday and they.
Right.
Yeah, they
so when would terrorists attack that bridge? At 1:30 a.m. in the middle of the night, or would they do it during rush hour?
Rush hour for sure. But it's here to your point, man. It wasn't just Alex Jones. Like, you expect crazy shit out of Alex Jones.
Yeah, no, like I said, Kevin Sorbo's also an asshole. There were a bunch of people saying it.
Right. No, it they're all over Fox News, and they're like, I've heard Maria Bartiromo and people on her show blame it on not just terrorism, but like, oh, it's migrants that did this.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard migrants
tying into the border, and she's trying, and it's like, they blamed it. They spent all week blaming it on literally everything except for a boat hitting it. And it's like, dude, there's videos of a giant ass boat just running right into the fucking thing. And I get pushing lies if you think you won't get caught or if the truth won't come out until way later. But it's like, there's videos of a fucking boat hitting it. So I don't know what you want there.
I'm not a nautical expert, but I do know that bays and oceans and rivers, and there's something called tides, eddies, and currents. And so, yeah, if a boat loses power, it's going to drift, you know, like it's going to sway. It's not just going to go in a straight line. So when I see a tweet that says, watch this video and tell me that wasn't intentional, the power goes out. Boats go with the flow. You can't steer a boat once it has no power. And so if the current is pushing it sideways and it, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll be able to examine.
I heard Nancy Mace blame it on infrastructure funding. Her claim was that you keep bridges from falling down by funding them less. For one thing, this has nothing to do with funding. That thing could have been pristine. It could have had all of the rust blasted off of it, all the potholes filled in. It would have fallen down because a fucking boat hit it. Even if it wasn't the case, even if it fell down by itself, that would be more of a case for more infrastructure spending. So I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
I didn't
That's
hear
even
that
dumber
one
than blaming
because
it on terrorists or migrants or any of that.
I didn't hear that because I would have expected we need more infrastructure spending. This is what happens when you have a weak president, but they can't do that because they know he just passed an infrastructure bill the other year after Trump promised it for 4 years. So it's funny to hear her say that. I did read someone say we're going to look at the I can't remember the exact quote, but they said we need to see why this bridge collapsed. What was wrong with the structure? I was like, well, the first thing I read is it was built in 1977. Pretty sure technology's improved, and you got 40 years out of it, but maybe it could have used a support beam or two or a complete overhaul, because this happens every so often. In Pittsburgh a couple of years ago, my first thought was I-35 in Minneapolis. Anybody in the Midwest will remember that, just like doop-doop-doop, boom, collapsing and cars going into the river. It's not supposed to happen, but it does.
Right, but
especially if a barge hits it.
Well, that's the thing, is that most of these other collapses didn't happen as a result of a boat that fucking big.
Yeah.
Hitting. I mean, that thing was the size of a skyscraper. If that hits any bridge, you're going to have problems. I don't care how it was built, when it was built. That thing was good. That thing was going to go. It doesn't matter who's in office. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like you just said, skyscraper, you're talking about tons and tons and tons, tens of thousands of tons of steel crashing into a bridge. That's going to cause some damage.
Yeah, I mean, hit it right in the support beam. So I don't.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that it was a cyber attack and that terrorists took out the power. Except for then a day later, it says that, oh, this boat has lost power in the past. It's like, oh, good to know that it's lost power in the past and it's still out there sailing around.
See, I get lying about some shit that, like, we're just never going to find out, or, like, it happened so far away that, like, we're never going to have the facts. Lying about stuff that's happening in Gaza, I get that, you know? I get that because, you know, it's so far away from here, and, you know, you have to go through so many different sources that it's sort of third-hand news by the time it gets to you.
Yeah.
So you can shape the facts into whatever you want. We were going to find out what happened here. You know what I mean? So when you lie about it or just try to morph it into something without having all the facts, to morph it into something to where it's almost certainly anything but what you're saying, the truth will come out about 2 days after you're saying whatever the hell you're saying.
Well, the only problem I have with that is two words, January 6th. We all watched that happen live on the news, and you still have the dumbest of dumb people saying it was Antifa, they were patriots, oh, it was a CIA plot, oh, it was an FBI plot, oh, I mean, you watch it happen live, and you even have people that are Trumpers that were there.
Yeah, but they're saying it from a jail cell. That's my point.
People that aren't in jail cells, people are saying, well, I was on the lawn, I watched them go in, and I know I didn't go in because I'm a Trumper, so it was the FBI that signaled Antifa to go in. Like, the people that are in jail definitely were inside. I'm saying there is a very small QAnon consensus among stupid people that it wasn't Trumpers.
Well, sure, but even Fox News, no, I'll even say, look, Fox News said that at first, more or less, said that the election was rigged, and they had to pay just south of $1 billion. Yeah. They have to now cut into Trump's speeches when he starts going on about the election stolen, and they have to go
and correct him.
Yeah, that's not true. The election wasn't stolen. Believe this guy. Biden's fucking evil, but no, he's lying here. We got caught lying. We got caught in court lying about something huge and had to pay just south of $1 billion. We are fucking clowns.
Biden is evil, and I can prove it. Of the two people running for president, which one is selling Bibles with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution inside the covers of the Bible?
There we go. Biden's Bible ain't got no Constitution.
Yep. Biden doesn't even have a Bible. Biden doesn't have a Bible. He's evil. Of all the candidates running for president, there's only one selling Bibles, and that means he is the most holy and pure. $50, too. Not a bad price for a Bible with
60.
All that stuff
in it. It's $59.99.
Yeah.
Oh, unless it's... Unless you got a sale on yours. I don't know.
One thing I didn't hear about these Bibles, are they a limited run like the tennis shoes?
I think that he will take money to shovel his religious horseshit down your throat for as long as you're willing to pay it. That's what I'm saying.
No, they're not like Thomas Kincaid garbage paintings. They are like full on just Amazon a conveyor belt, as many Bibles as people want.
I wonder if you can get it on Amazon. Where's my phone? Here's the thing. I love that, you know, as a dude who's never had a religious bone in his body, I fucking love this. He hijacked these dummies' religion just like he hijacked their political party. And I love it. I love that the one man who is somehow less religious than me is now selling Bibles to these morons for $60 a pop.
I'm seeing the Holy Bible Part 1 with Trump on the cover for $17, but I'm not seeing his.
No. Oh, on Amazon?
Yeah, on Amazon. I see the MAGA Bible red hardcover with one rating for $47, and it's a one-star review. One Nation.
Yeah, it's
under
not
God.
On here. Yeah, these look like
these are just
no, I think you got to go directly through him, right?
This is direct sales.
Yeah. And I have heard some, you know, conspiracies that the reason he's doing this is so churches can donate directly to him
by buying a Bible,
a
1,000
Bibles or whatever the hell.
They gotta do something with their money.
It's hilarious, man. I love the ad of him talking about, I love anytime this dude starts talking about religion, because it's clear that he's not religious at all. And as a dude who's never read the Bible, never been religious, I don't care about you people's Harry Potter books from thousands of years ago that you worship and, you know, vote based on. I think you're morons. I think you're children. As someone who's not religious at all, I should not be able to tell that you're faking it, you know? But that dude starts talking, and I can tell he's faking it. I'm like, that is a dude who he's faking it worse than I am. If you told me, hey, man, these Christian people are going to pay you a bunch of money for this job, this gig, whatever. You just got to pretend to be religious. And then one of them asked me, hey, what's your favorite Bible, verse, or what's your favorite part of the Bible, whatever. I would go, yeah, Sermon on the Mount, turn the other cheeks. I mean, something. I could throw something out there. He went, I think the whole thing's good. And I'm like, what? You're not even faking it good.
I can't think of what book it is. I've read the Bible, not all of it. Anybody that says they've read the entire Bible is lying, because the part You can't say you love the whole Bible because there is a whole section, and it's the section I skipped, that is the most boring fucking thing in the world, and it's the begat section. And I can't think of it as like, and then Jake begat his son, Jake Jr., begat. It's like this whole fucking family tree, and it goes on forever. And yeah, you start skimming. You start just going, oh, okay, begat. Like, you do not sit and read all those passages and memorize them so you can say, like, oh, yes, and then it is just this mess of just a litany of lists of names. You don't read that section. It's
fucking
boring.
You shouldn't have skipped that. After the 77th begat, right before 78th, they tell you why women in Texas can't have abortions even if the fetus is already dead.
That's where they sneak it in to see who's paying attention. It's a little Easter egg. Oh, yep. Easter egg. Yeah, like in a movie where they put through a little hide. Yeah, that's, I should have read. I got to go back now. I got to go find that section and read it.
Got to go find it. No, I love it. The ad is hilarious because he's just saying weird shit that religious people don't say. Like when Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, when he talks about religion, you can tell that is a super religious dude. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about half the time. Because it's so like deep, but he sounds like a religious dude sounds. I at least know how religious dudes sound when they talk about the Bible. When Trump talks about the Bible, he just comes off sounding crazy. And like he was saying in that ad, he's like, everybody that knows me knows that I love the Bible. I own many Bibles. It's like it's not religious people. They don't talk about the number of Bibles they own. Even if you do have a collection of them, like you know, you collect cool looking copies of the Bible or whatever, you don't go. You would not hear a religious dude talk about that in a public setting to sort of show that like this is how religious I am compared to, he would be talking about it like a sort of stamp collection kind of thing. It's not like he would imply that, well, since I have 8 Bibles back there, I'm more religious than that one fucking heathen that only has his grandfather's Bible on the mantelpiece. You couldn't buy your own, you lazy prick.
We have 3 Bibles in this house, I believe, or maybe we got rid of 2 because we thought it was absurd. But for a while, we had 3. You know what? Who Trump reminds me of? And I have not heard anyone say this. This is an original thought that just popped into my head right now off of what you were saying. He reminds me of Krusty the Clown licensing his image, because if you are a fan of The Simpsons, you remember there are a couple times where he's just supposed to advertise something and they hand it to him. He's like, hey kids, this is the new Krusty toaster or whatever it is. But they just have this line and he's never seen it before. He's just like taking the paycheck. That is how Trump sounds when he's talking about the Bible. Like he just walked onto a set. They said, hey, we're paying you $10,000. Just say you love this. And he's like, okay, I love this. It's like an infomercial for something he's never seen before.
Dude, he's clearly just hawking shit. And I love it. I love it so much. It's hilarious. I hope he keeps doing it. I hope he keeps selling them.
Why would he stop?
From sneakers to Bible. It within like 2 weeks. It's hilarious. The guy will sell anything. And I love the idea of these morons just buying it and eating it up. He's pairing up with a country singer, Greenwood, I think. Greenwood, yeah. He wrote the song God Bless America or something. Yeah. And
I'm proud to be an American. I think song.
That was Toby Keith. No, that was Toby Keith. This is something different. It just screams. You watch the whole thing and it just screams Righteous Gemstones. You know, the one on HBO.
On HBO.
With the television. It had those vibes just all over it. It's a hilarious ad. It's like 3 minutes long. They got shorter versions of it, but it's all pretty goddamn funny.
You know what I like about it, and I hope he keeps doing it, is when you read, when you get past the noise where they're saying, oh my God, I can't believe Trump is selling Bibles, and you get past you and I making fun of it, when you get a little deeper and there's research, evangelical leaders are leaving the church, and it's actually pushing true believers away. The more you talk about Republican-Democrat split, people that truly believe in Jesus and love Jesus and support Jesus's message and say, no, I am pro-gay because I believe in loving people. I don't even say that stupid shit, hate the sin, love the sinner. I love a gay person just because they are a person. I'm free, you know, like he's pushing them away. They are breaking away and leaving churches and starting their own. And so it's kind of like the Book of Mormon. They're creating their own, the Book of Arnold at the end. The Book of Arnold. They're creating new little sects because they don't want to be a part of the freak show that he's creating.
Well, right. I mean, you look good at that. And I, you know, again, never been religious, but I have to, I'm trying to put myself in the place of a religious person, even somebody who hates Joe Biden and is conservative and, you know, votes Republican, whatever. I mean, wouldn't you look at that and be like, he's kind of making a mockery of our religion. You know what I mean? Like if it was, if some con man, if he, because he doesn't believe in any of this stuff, he's going with where his voters are, kind of want him to go, and then he's not actually passing anything. Like he took over the RNC. Like he just installed his daughter-in-law as the vice chair, and then, you know, he put the chair, fired Ron McDaniel, and now the RNC money is going first to paying his legal fees.
And not even hiding it. Like they literally come out and said, yeah, the money will go to legal fees for us. This is like, it used to be in the fine print of his contract 2 years ago. His little, like, any money you donate to my legal cause will first go to my golf courses and taxes. Now it straight up says, he told the RNC, you will, it's, I saw a great tweet that said, oh, the Republican Party is going to finally get a firsthand lesson in what trickle down economics does. And I thought that was hilarious.
Yep. Yep. It was, but that was the thing, is it used to be like, well, the money you donate to Trump would do that. This is the RNC. That's supposed to go to, yeah, sure.
Yeah, down ballot
electing
elections.
Republican president, but you know, senators and congressmen running, stuff like that. He doesn't care about that. And the thing is he would need the Republican House, the Republican Senate. He would need those to really pass a lot of legislation. Otherwise, it's all going to get held up. I mean, but he doesn't care about that because he wants to get elected so he can pardon himself first and foremost. If he can pass legislation, great. That's not his main agenda. His main agenda is pardoning himself for the January 6th shit. Whatever is coming because of that is going to be bad. He knows it. If he's president again, he can pardon himself. Actually building the wall, we saw the first time, he doesn't really give a shit about that. Actually doing most of the things he said he would do, he doesn't care about. He cares about himself. He cares about pardoning himself. So if he's got to take money away from getting the people elected that can make him pass legislation, so be it. Because they're only passing the things that he lied to his rubes and said he would do. They're not actually helping him get pardoned. Only he can do that by being president.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, let's quick bang out three stories with our last couple of minutes. This I just thought was hilarious. Because it was news. I'm like, does anybody care? Colombia threatens to break ties with Israel if it doesn't comply with the UN ceasefire resolution. This just goes to my ignorance again. But how big are the ties between Colombia and Israel? My first just dumb joke was, oh no, where's Israel going to get its cocaine from? But it's like, does Israel care? Does Israel care?
Hey, probably not. They don't care that the country that is doing most of the funding of them is telling them to fucking back off. I think it's more symbolic, a lot of these other countries.
Well, it was funny because if you read the story, it says they posted the Colombian president, Gustavo Petro, he announced it on Twitter. Like, they didn't even come out with a legal release. He just said on Twitter... that's not a government decree. That's the president on Twitter. That's my favorite part of the stories. He said on Twitter, we'll break ties.
I think the dude was on coke when he tweeted it, honestly. Like, I think it was just sort of a spur of the moment. Just, hey, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to tell people how I feel about this whole Gaza situation. Just gacked out at 3 a.m.
Speaking of Twitter, Elon Musk... His Twitter loses lawsuit against a research group that reported rise in hate speech, racist content on social network. We talked about this when he filed it, when they pointed out, like, hey, since you took over and opened the floodgates, the hate, racism, and disinformation on the social platform substantially increased. He said, you don't get to say that about me. Well, he filed a lawsuit last year, July 31st, 2023. and sought to blame for tens of million dollars in lost advertising revenue. The guy that stood on stage and told Bob Iger to fuck off is blaming a watchdog group for his loss in ad revenue. But yeah, it got tossed out of court. The judge said they provided the evidence. They showed that, yes, here's how many people were using N-bombs and anti-Semitic whatever. And so, yeah, he lost the case.
Plus, wouldn't you, isn't them saying that there's more racism on Twitter? Isn't that free speech, Elon? I thought you were a big free speech guy. What happened there?
Apparently not.
He believes in free speech except for the phrase, Elon is a dick. That is a phrase that is too offensive to be muttered anywhere by anyone at any time. And also to the point of, well, there's more racism and stuff on Twitter since he let a bunch of people back on. Wouldn't there inherently be more? Wouldn't the argument, if your thing is like, well, I'm letting people on for free speech and it should be a platform where you can say literally anything as long as it is not illegal, wouldn't that inherently involve more things like racism? So like, shouldn't your argument be, well, it's there, but it's a slippery slope. Once I start kicking people off for racism, you know, do I then kick them off for not agreeing? Because that should be the point he's making if he really believes in what he says he does, the free speech thing. The free speech thing is, yeah, if you believe in full-on free speech, there will be lots of bad speech, and you counter the bad speech with good speech.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't see how you claim I'm letting everyone back on who's literally not
who Twitter had banned. Twitter had said, we do not like what you're posting. I'm going to allow them back. Oh, what happened? Things got worse. What a surprise. What a shock.
Yeah, and your argument then should be like, yeah, I'm keeping them on here because the same people that would kick them off for racism would also kick me off for saying I disagree with Kamala Harris. Why? Because when you disagree with her, it's because she is a woman of color. You know what I mean? Like, I hear people say things like that.
Yeah.
When anybody on the right criticizes, particularly Kamala Harris, they claim that, it's because she's a woman of color. Is that true with a lot of them? Sure. But any critic, really, is that, are we racist and sexist when we criticize Candace Owens on the left? I don't think so. That should be his argument for there's more racism on your platform. Well, if, you know, who watches The Watchmen? If you start booting them off for that, the people that had Twitter before me would have booted you off for, I don't know, criticizing Kamala Harris or criticizing Sotomayor or, like, you know what I mean? Like, that should be your argument. Not, no, there's not.
Yeah.
There's not more racism. It's like, no, you intentionally let people back on who were booted for dropping N-bombs. So there's going to be. I don't see how you argue that that's not the case if you're him.
Well, let's finish on Candace Owens because we only have a couple of minutes left. I didn't verify this because, you know, people make fake tweets all the time. I could try and verify it now. From a couple days ago, Candace Owens got fired from the Daily Wire. That's Ben Shapiro's company, right? It's the Daily Wire.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. She got fired.
I don't follow Candace Owens as much as I should.
Well, her tweet after getting fired was,
I should say,
after getting fired today, my bank account is going to be dry for a while, but not as dry as Ben's wife.
Bam.
I mean, I hope that is just like, what a great, beautiful, funny tweet. I love it when two people who hate everything about the world around them and team up so that they can hate together realize they hate each other because they have so much hate that not only do they hate the world around them, they hate each other and they fight. And it makes me laugh that was her tweet because
it's pretty good.
If anybody doesn't remember, that throws back to Ben Shapiro talking about WAP, the Cardi B song. So that was beautiful. That was wonderful. Let's get out of here.
Oh, I forgot about the Cardi B thing.
That's why she said it. Yeah, this is a reference to Ben losing his mind over WAP. Which I won't say because I see you making faces, which means your baby boy is awake. So
he's wandered out here. Yeah.
Find Jake at Jake Vevra on all social media platforms. Watch Twisted Cupid live on Thursday nights. They give relationship advice I can be found at NathanTimmel.com. You go there, you find all things me, including a link to my one-hour stand-up comedy special, Unapologetic, on YouTube. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Chicago's Comedy Scene Radio Network. Jake, have a good and happy Easter. Thank you, Jesus, for rising from the grave to save all of us, because we're posting this on Easter.
Putin said Ukraine blew up the Baltimore Bridge. It's a false flag operation.